This is Nathan Suchi, dictating patient's name is Judith Geigler, G-I-E-G-L-E-R, Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H. Date of birth is 6/19/1947. Date of service is 9/22/2022. Ms. Geigler is a very pleasant 75-year-old female with history of neck surgery, laminectomy, a status post C37 laminectomy, history of atrial fibrillation on Xarelto, type 2 diabetes mellitus, on insulin, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, bilateral total knee arthroplasty, history of rheumatoid arthritis, who was admitted to the hospital after she suffered a fall, injured her knee, was having significant pain and was unable to ambulate herself. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She does complaints of weakness, has been complaining of significant pain in her knees. She denies any other symptoms. She was admitted to the hospital. She was diagnosed with hemarthrosis. Orthopedic was consulted. Was not recommended to have any surgery in risk of infection. She was on hold. She was doing better, but still having significant pain and weakness. She was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Willows at Howell for rehabilitation. At the present time, she does have significant swelling as well as pain in her knees. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations. She denies any nausea or vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for atrial fibrillation, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes mellitus, history of coronary artery calcification, benign positional vertigo, history of COVID-19, history of chronic diarrhea, history of DVT, history of degenerative joint disease, history of multiple nodules of the lungs, and history of peripheral neuritis, history of lymphoma, past surgical history has been significant for appendectomy, back surgery, neck surgery, cataract surgery, cholecystectomy, laparoscopic gastric banding, tonsillectomy, bilateral knee arthroplasty, social history, smoking, unknown alcohol occasionally, allergies to amoxicillin, hydrocodone, ketorolac, toradol, Vicodin, and adhesive tape. If system cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation. She does have history of coronary artery calcification, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and history of atrial fibrillation. Respiratory system denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Denies any history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea or vomiting. She does have history of gastric banding, history of GRD. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, denies any history of TIE or CVA, no history of She does have history of peripheral neuritis. No history of seizures. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis, history of neck and back surgery. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HEENT examination was normal. Neck with cervical collar in place. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, mild edema, both lower extremities, knee swollen with slight redness and bruising, and tender. Impression. Impression number one. Fall. Next. Left knee hemarthrosis. Next, hypertension. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, type 2 diabetes mellitus. Next, rheumatoid arthritis. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, restless leg syndrome. Next, chronic venous insufficiency. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, patients admit to below the towel. We'll continue current medications. We'll consult physical occupational therapy. Keep legs elevated. Apply ice. Continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Patient is full code, period. Next patient is John Heinonen, Heinonen, John, J-O-H-N. Date of birth. Date of birth is 6/14/1939. Date of service. Mr. Heinonen is a very pleasant 83-year-old male with history of multiple myeloma on chemotherapy, history of hypertension, peptic ulcer disease, history of anxiety slash depression, chronic kidney disease, degenerative joint disease, admitted to the hospital with complaints of fever, cough, and shortness of breath. He was admitted to the hospital with multifocal pneumonia. He was diagnosed with pneumocystis pneumonia. He's treated with cefepime and flagyl, as well as atovaquone, A-T-O-V-A-Q-U-O-N-E. Infectious disease were consulted and recommended complete 3-week course of atovaquone. Subsequently, was recommended to be transitioned to 1,500 milligrams daily for prophylaxis for immunosuppression. Patient was also given IV fluids, Foley catheter was placed. He was subsequently doing better. He was discharged from the hospital and admitted to below the towel for rehabilitation. He was also found to have a pathological cervical spine fracture, for which neuro surgery recommended a C-collar. No further intervention was recommended. He was also diagnosed with congestive heart failure, diastolic dysfunction, was gently diuresed. His chemotherapy was stopped, was recommended follow-up with his oncologist as an outpatient. Patient was, as mentioned, was admitted to below the towel for rehabilitation. At the present time, he does complain of feeling weak. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He does complain of some shortness of breath. He denies any complaints of any nausea or vomiting. He denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for multiple myeloma. Well, hypertension, peptic ulcer disease, and depression, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for endovascular repair of abdominal aortic aneurysm. Next, cholecystectomy. Next, left cataract extraction. Social history, smoking. Stopped in 1996. Alcohol, none. Allergies to Augmentin. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular. No complaints of chest pain. He does complaints of shortness of breath. He does have history of congestive heart failure. No history of MI or CD. Respiratory system does complaints of cough as well as some shortness of breath. He denies any pain with deep inspiration. He was diagnosed with multifocal pneumonia as well as pneumocystis pneumonia in the hospital. Gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies diarrhea. He does have history of peptic ulcer disease. Urinary, no complaints, neurological, complaints of generalized weakness, denies any history of TIE or CVA, no denies any history of seizures. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pain, history of neck pain, as well as back pain. No other complaints. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rills, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, pulsatility symmetrical, neurological examination, patient awake and alert, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number one, multifocal pneumonia, next, pneumocystis carinii pneumonia, next, history of multiple myeloma, next, immunocompromised, next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, depression, next, peptic ulcer disease, next, chronic pain, next, chronic kidney disease, next, DJD. Treatment plan, patients admit to below the towel, will continue current medications, will check routine labs, will consult physical and occupational therapy, encourage to use incentive spirometry, continue other medications, routine labs will be checked, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office period. This is Dr. Masood Chahab dictating. Patient's name is Carol Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T, Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Date of birth is 11-7-1933, date of service. Ms. Bryant is a very pleasant 88-year-old female. Ms. Bryant is a very pleasant 88-year-old female. With history of pulmonary hypertension, history of cervical stenosis of the spine, acquired hypothyroidism, history of anemia, essential hypertension, history of chronic osteomyelitis of the thigh. History of atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation. Admitted to the hospital after she suffered a fall. She denies hitting her head. She did not lose consciousness. She was brought to the emergency room. Was diagnosed with bilateral sacral ala fractures. She had CT scan of the head, which showed no acute brain injury. CT spine was also unremarkable. CT chest, abdomen, and pelvis was done, which showed sacral ala fracture. Also, superior and inferior pubic rami fracture. She was admitted to the hospital. She was alerted to dysfunctional therapy. Pain was controlled. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to below the towel for rehabilitation. At the present time, she does complain of pain. She denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness, or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea or vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. She had an echocardiogram done, which did show severely elevated pulmonary arterial systolic pressure. At the present time, she is feeling weak, but complains of pain, denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, no palpitations, no nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history, as mentioned, past surgical history. Past surgical history has been significant for breast biopsy, cholecystectomy, and right thigh abscess surgery. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, there's complaints of shortness of breath, history of pulmonary hypertension, history of hypertension, as well as hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, she does complaints of shortness of breath, denies any cough, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, complaints of generalized weakness, history of fall. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pain, history of falls, history of sacral ala and pubic rami fractures. All of the systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HEENT examination was normal, people's vehicle run and reacted to light, external movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities no edema. Impression, number one, fall. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, bilateral sacral ala fracture. Superior and inferior pubic rami fracture. Next, pulmonary hypertension. Next, anemia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan. Treatment plan, patients are admitted to below the towel. She will continue current medication. She has multiple bruising. She will continue her current medication. She will consult physical and occupational therapy. Keep her legs elevated. Continue other medication. We will monitor her progress. We will follow up on her workup. Routine labs will be checked. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she will let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.